Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So here's our assignment. For every minute you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Are those really our two choices? A lot of conditioned mind nitpicking comparisons could be indulged if we noodle about our various emotional options. What about scared and passionate? How about upset and enthusiastic? Years are wasted as conditioned mind parses imaginary subtitles of human experience. Instead, we can look at the question from the perspective of gone, identified with ego I, and here in non-separate reality. Are those just two more sides of a duality? No. Here contains gone. Presence contains ego. Is it wrong to be gone, suffering instead of here, happy? Not at all. Today, notice when you're gone, suffering, and when you're here, happy. RL about the here, happy. Shall we hear from our first caller, Sherry?
Yes.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. This is Helga from Charleston.
Hello, Helga.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I'm so glad I got on, you know, because it was just another one of these quotes that was just so, that I can so relate to. Yeah, and, you know, when I read it first, I didn't really quite understand the whole thing. And I really, you know, I kind of, I thought about it, and I just couldn't wrap my head around it completely. And then I, on the same day or yesterday, somebody posted a quote from Osho. And I would love to read it, because when I read that, it says the same thing, it's just in different words, and I totally got that. you know, what you were trying to say, because, I mean, you know, if I read the quote to anybody, you know, it's like, yeah, of course, you know, of course you want to be happy. You don't want to be angry. I mean, you know, it just seems so obvious. but anyway, so I just wanted to read that, if that's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, it says, what is choiceless awareness? The first thing to be understood is that life is very paradoxical, and because of that, many things happen. There are the two alternatives. Either man can be in heaven or hell, and there is no third possibility. Either you can be in deep suffering, or you can be without suffering and in deep bliss. These are the only two possibilities, two openings, two doors, two modes of being. Then the question necessarily arises, why man chooses to be in suffering. Man never chooses to be in suffering. Man always chooses to be in bliss. And there comes the paradox. If you choose to be in bliss, you will be in suffering. Because to be in bliss means to be choiceless. This is the problem. If you choose to be in bliss, you will be in suffering. If you don't choose, if you simply remain a witness, non-choosing, you will be in bliss. So it is not a question of choosing between bliss and suffering. Deep down, it is a question of choosing between choosing and non-choosing. Why does it happen that whenever you choose, you are in suffering? Because choice divides life. Something has to be cut and thrown away. You don't accept the total. You accept something in it and you deny something. That's what choice means. And life is a totality. If you choose something and deny something, that which you deny will come to you, because life cannot be divided. And that which you deny, just because you deny it, becomes a powerful thing over you. You really become afraid of it. You know, and it really solved, like, something that I just, you know, I have so grappled with my whole life, because, you know, I grew up with a father that was a rageaholic and created a lot of suffering in our family. So obviously, you know, it was something that I could see how damaging it was. And I grew up with that anger myself. I mean, I can relate to that anger myself. And mm-hmm. I can see how that has created suffering in my life and other people's life. And at the same time, I've also always felt that energy has, you know, helped me to, you know, it has fueled my surge. It has helped me to not become a doormat and a complete victim. So, you know, I've always had such a difficult relationship with anger. And when I would get angry, you know, there would always be that part that would, like, beat me up for it. And, you know, it's like, what a bad person you are, and how could you? And then I would go, you know, I'll never get angry again. And then, you know, sooner or later, I'll get angry again. And, you know, it's been such a huge struggle. And now I realize it's not about that. It's really about finding that place of awareness that is really that like in the quote, you know, that holds all of it,
yes.
including
yes.
the anger.
Well, so and it's the labeling. It's the the way we talk about it. First, there's movement. Then there's sensation. We have a thought about it. We label it. We have an emotional reaction to it. And we have a conditioned behavior that goes with it. So if you had all that energy and absolutely no association with anger, what might your possibilities be? There you are, just filled with energy. Whee!
Yep.
Huge,
yep.
huge energy.
Yep.
And it's available for you to express in any way. Life is living you. There's all that energy. It's unfolding. The possibilities are just boundless.
Yep.
But we get taught that this is this, and that's that, and that means that, and if you do that, you're that, and if you don't do that, then you're that. And so what you need to do, and that's why, I mean, in our practice, I use choose a lot, because in the same way that it's a step toward not needing to choose. So what we people do live in a dualistic reality. That's what conditioned mind is. So
yep.
I, instead of just falling into anger, I choose to just be with the energy, or I choose whatever it is. And I direct my attention to this other expression of that energy. Yeah? And after a while, I don't need to do that dualistic dividing up at life, because I have learned to see things, to live from, to approach life from awareness. So now there isn't that you're either this or that, because there is no you separate from awareness to be struggling with those issues. But it's a step. It's a practice. It's a process. Because almost nobody can jump from a dualistic identification with ego to the observer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think our beloved Osho, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, did it either.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So everybody practices those steps, and that's what you're seeing. So now you can explore, what is that energy when it's not labeled anything, when there are no connections, no meaning, no, it's just the energy.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be dancing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do that
okay.
already. Well, you know, it's like
good.
The other thing, I mean, I just can see, you know, how that resistance, that judging creates that cycle of reason.
That's right. So here's another one, Helga. Pull out your copy of There's Nothing Wrong With You, and turn to the battering cycle, mm-hmm. and you'll see exactly
yeah. Yeah.
what you have seen. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be perfect. The stress builds. I go into the coping behavior. I get a beating. I decide to be perfect. The stress builds. Mm-hmm. That's what you have seen through with great clarity.
Yeah.
How fun, huh?
Yeah. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ashwini, are you there? Ashwini?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
And I was talking away, but how about I bring another caller live? Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Jane in Colorado.
Good morning,
Hi, Jane.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so happy to be on the call. I have been learning, growing, exploring so much this last week. The class has just really been incredibly supportive and given me great guidance. And I'm so
Good.
Glad because I on this quote, I read it and I reread it and I thought, oh no, this must be a misprint. Is it wrong to be gone, suffering instead of here, happy? Not at all. I can't, I don't know where I've been, but I'm here now and I'm just really grateful because I have spent the last week thinking that the people around me are really wrong because they're suffering. And I'm wrong. I've got to get out of here because I know my practice should be able to get me out of suffering. You know, this quote just really blew me away. And I'm, yeah, deeply grateful. And I've always thought that suffering was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was inevitable,
wow.
but this is just really. I mean, I'm
and
not
isn't, it's a just yeah. Let's say a really impressive bamboozle, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, yes. if we're going to get tangled up in something, that we're pretty much guaranteed to get tangled up in that because conditioning is going to take it from the get-go, all right? So as soon as we hear the rumor, that the Buddha taught life is suffering, then we know that means suffering is wrong, and we've got to change. We've got to stop doing that. And every time we do it, that means we're the wrong person, and we get a beating. And mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like I'm on the beginning of a journey. You know that it's just like. The door is just slightly open and there's this incredible light that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that says I'm not wrong. And
mm-hmm.
when other people are
mm-hmm.
suffering, they're not wrong.
And nobody else is either.
Yeah.
What good news is that? We're all waking up. That's
yeah.
what we're all doing. And there's no wrong in it. What an amazing lie.
Yes. And and I'm not gonna listen to wait a minute.
Well now be careful.
Yeah, I'm not gonna listen to
careful because we don't wanna decide to be perfect. We just
thank
went
you.
With Helga
thank
on
you.
That one.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No.
Because here's the thing. Here's the deal about that, Jane. What we're getting to is life is waking up, and this is the form it's waking up in. Okay? There is coming to conscious awareness. There's coming to conscious awareness. And it's happening perfectly. It's happening perfectly. Every single moment we're getting some kind of information that is aiding our waking up. And we can either, to the best of our ability, wholeheartedly embrace that in thank you, or, which we are tempted to do with great regularity, go with conditioned mind that says, oh, no, now, that's the wrong experience. You shouldn't be having that experience. You shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't think that. You shouldn't. You've done it wrong. You've been unconscious all day. Oh, my God, you've been identified with ego. That's not okay. Yeah?
Yes.
So even that process, every time that process starts, we realize, this is helping me wake up. I'm starting to recognize that. I'm seeing that for what it is. This is very, very good.
Yes, and I've been in that place quite a bit, but I still have a label on it that says it's wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
And so to say, I mean, you really meant to write, is it wrong to be suffering instead of happy? Not at all. You really meant that, right?
I really meant that. And you know, Jane, the thing that we can do with that is make a recording and listen to it a lot. Because what we're doing is attempting to get the accurate information in and train ourselves not to give attention to the inaccurate information. So it's not wrong to be suffering. It's part of the wake-up process. It's what we need to see and see through in order to be here and be free. We just have to do it. You know, if you're going to be physically fit, it's going to involve nutrition and exercise and sleep and hydration and just a ton of stuff. That's just how it is. It's not that way because we're bad, wrong people. That's just how it is.
Thank you. Yes.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
I love it. I saw that door open a little more, and the light is a little brighter.
Yes.
And those recordings are going to push it open more, and the light's going to get brighter. Oh, my goodness, what fun.
Thank you. Deep
thank you
to both of you and our Sangha. Thank you.
Yes, take care.
Thanks, Jane. It really is devious, isn't it, Sherry, that to take that aspect of how things are and turn it against us.
Yes.
Yes. That we're waking up, and this is the process of waking up, but there's something wrong if you suffer. It's that. It's what conditioning always does.
Yes. Find out whatever direction we're going in and find a way to make that wrong. Because all it's trying to do is get our attention. And being wrong, being the bad person, that's a fast way to get a human's attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, is the sound okay?
Perfect.
Okay, great. So, wow, I love this quote, and I love the assignment and the conversation. And the line from the assignment that really just struck me was that here contains gone. And like others have been talking about, just that place of expanded awareness that it took me to and allowed me to sort of practice with, you know, in a really powerful way all day was so helpful. And, just really grateful for that, that here contains gone. And, of course, we said it another way. The whole mind contains small mind and, you know, awareness holds everything and all of that. But just coming at it, like, you know, from a slightly different way, for whatever reason, was very illuminating.
That's what we're always doing in practice, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. It's just that slightly different angle. And what's so wonderful about the way you're laying this out is, so I'm gone. Okay, I don't know I'm gone, but I'm gone. And then I'm here. And what happened? Basically, I stepped back from gone into here, which is all the proof we need that gone is contained in here. Because as soon as we have a larger perspective, we realize that larger perspective is here.
Yes, and it always has been.
Yes, always has been. We just, always with everything, Rebecca, everything in practice is like this, right? We just didn't see it. We just didn't get it. I mean, nothing ever changes in that sense, right? So, I see. and that's what we're doing, right? The light is getting brighter, and the brighter it gets, the more we can see.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I had a kind of a funny example happen yesterday. There was a lot of identification in and out yesterday, and one of the characteristics of it was irritation. So I was irritated at this, and then I heard that, and that irritated me, and then there was this. And so I'm kind of going along, sort of keeping all this, you're just sort of watching it and feeling it a lot. It was really close, kind of in the foreground. And then at lunch, we had broccoli, and I got irritated at the taste of broccoli.
Oh, it's so irritating, isn't it, that broccoli?
I don't know, how dare
it. And you went, what?
I almost burst out laughing, you know, because it's, yes, because of that. Like, what? And to make that movement that you were just describing, I mean, I love it when ego overplays its hand in that way, you know.
Yes, yeah. Just something really stupid.
Really
stupid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In that movement from gone, you know, the irritation being sort of in the foreground to that expanded awareness of humor and realizing what, you know, it was the here that has always been there, and shining a light on the whole process, which is assisting the human being to wake up so nothing is wrong.
Precisely. Beautifully stated. Mm-hmm.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We are so lucky. We are so lucky to be doing this together.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, and again, there's nothing wrong. I mean, there are lots of people who are off on their own somewhere. We have no idea that such a thing as Sangha exists, or that anybody else in the world even thinks about the kinds of things that they think about. And that's okay, too. Every one of us, I am just convinced, we are in exactly the right place at exactly the right time.
And if I may, one more thing about that you just touched on. So what I was seeing so perfectly is together. The word together, because so lately through maybe it's the time of year or some exercises we've been doing here on the retreat at the monastery and stuff. I've been getting a more of a bird's eye view of my whole life, and seeing how community has been a constant theme. Everything from graduate studies to several careers and, you know, different things have been focused on community and building community and being a part of community and all of that kind of stuff. And I used to think it was because I was really good at it. Lately I've been thinking maybe it's because I really needed that, you know. That's much more of because of a karmic tendency to isolate and try to, you know, figure things out.
Well, or another way of phrasing that is, you were really ready for it.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
You know, not everybody wants to look in a bunch of different mirrors.
Uh-huh.
Right? It takes a certain place in waking up, I would say, to want to be reflected in all of the ways that reveal egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. You know, for a long time, we want to listen to a voice that says, I want to do it myself. Okay, that's safer. That's less vulnerable. But we get to a certain point, and we want to be mirrored by everything because I would get in a little bit of a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I want to wake up in this lifetime. I mean, it's great. It's no problem to have many, many, many more lifetimes. It's no problem whatsoever. But I'm not sure that it's going to be available in many, many other lifetimes. And I want to do it now. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow, that is a beautiful, gorgeous perspective. Yep. And it underlines the point you were making that everything is designed perfectly for us to wake up and suffering.
Yep. Each and every one of us.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Enjoy this day.
I will. You too.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So next caller,
okay.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa in North Carolina.
Oh, hello, Vanessa.
Hi. Wow, I'm surprised to get on. Let's see. I guess what also struck me about the assignment yesterday was some of what Rebecca was talking about, just how the here contains gone and how what everyone's been talking about, I guess, just how that makes for no mistakes. Like, even if you're sort of, as soon as you get out of your head and actually do something, it's the perfect thing.
Yes. And if we want to extend that, even being in your head is the perfect thing.
Right. Right.
Right, because as soon as you're not in your head, you're going to see where you were in your head, and that's going to be illuminating.
Right. Wow. Right.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. And just that it's here in the moment that all of that can be received and seen and learned from. Like, there's just, I guess, it just feels like the moment is the key to everything.
Yes, it is. Which, when we get that, of course, that's really inspiring, isn't it?
Right.
So I want, we talked about this recently, not I should, not I'd be a better person,
yeah.
Not I, God would love me, but I want to be present. Now.
Yes.
Now we're taking that energy that we were talking about with Helgo, we're corralling that, getting it all going in the same direction and going after what we want. And
mm-hmm.
It's not a selfish desire.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an I want that is a selfish desire. And we feel the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like that... I think it was in the musings, the desired perfection or whatever it was, that there's that, and then you just keep putting yourself there and putting yourself there and practicing with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's a instead of a selfish desire, it's really a way of saying thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you love it?
Yes, I do. I really do. It's completely, it's just miraculous. It's just completely miraculous because you can be in so much, or you can think that you are in so much everything wrong. And as soon as you step back from that or get here, all of that is just changed. And what was so wrong is actually your best, as you say, your best opportunity to wake up and end suffering. It's like a magic trick or something. It just transforms.
It is a magic trick.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And it's it's one of those hidden in plain sight. Like, how did I not see that?
Right.
Well, because I wasn't here. Because you have to be here to see it.
Yes, and you don't actually have to know anything to see it. Like you don't, you all, actually, all you have to do is drop everything and just start breathing, and there it is.
Yes.
You can be your own.
Isn't that
good?
So we often say that in practice, that it's never, in practice, it's never a question of doing.
Right.
It's always a not doing. Stop doing what you're doing. Just as you say, just turn the attention to the breath. Just breathe. It's all here.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, thank you, Ashwini.
Hey, speaking of which, speaking of Vanessa, I was looking at the newsletter, the monastery newsletter, the practice newsletter, and I saw some pictures of a fence. Did you see them?
Yes, I did. I did. It was great. And, you know, I wanted to say, the thing that I love the most about those pictures is the way that when you were working, you're wearing your beads sort of slung across your chest.
Uh-huh.
And it just felt like the perfect, I don't even know, like symbol or something of like practice in action, like compassion. Like you've got your beads and you're not taking them off. You've got them sort of slung on there and you're ready to go to work.
I never thought about it that way, but
peaceful,
I like it.
Peaceful warrior.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vanessa. And that brings us to another Lit Up Show, Sherry, here at the end of another Lit Up Show, and here's our assignment.
All right.
No one should be ashamed to admit they are wrong, which is but saying, in other words, that they are wiser today than they were yesterday. We don't have to wait a whole day to realize how much we've seen and learned, do we? When we're paying attention, wisdom, guidance, and clarity are dropping in moment by moment. We often hear ourselves remarking along the lines of, huh, I never knew that, never saw that, didn't realize that. When we consider that every split second of life is utterly brand new, we're not likely to be surprised that we're encountering things that are new to us. Today, let any conditioned habit of looking for wrong/mistakes remind you how much wiser you're becoming, and then enjoy a celebratory RL.
Oh, I love that, a celebratory RL. let's do that. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.